Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, that's the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being on my show. The Small Business Advocate Show, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. I'm glad you're here. We got it's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about what I call Blasingame's new law of customer relevance. And, you know, when you take a photograph, those of you who have taken manual photographs with a 35 millimeter, for example, if you know anything about photography, you know that when you take a photograph, the resulting product is two-dimensional. It's tall and it's wide, but it's flat, right? Just two-dimensional. But in most cases, what you want from that photo is to actually show depth. You want to be able to see, in most cases, you want to, unless you're some kind of special effects you're working on, you want to be able to see the foreground and the background, right? Like a landscape shot you take, where the images in the foreground are in focus and in the background they're all in focus, right? In photographic terms, the range of focus front to back is has a name. It's called depth of field. Depth of field. The way to expand depth of field so more of the subjects in the photo are in focus. There's one way to do that. You add light. Either by speeding up the camera, speeding up the film, or just literally adding more light. Light creates depth of field. So, if you were given a photo of people who are the most critical to your success, to your business's success, a photo of those people, you would easily, if I handed you that photo, you'd easily recognize your customers in the foreground, and they would be in perfect focus. Because you know exactly who they are. But as you look deeper into the photo, you probably notice that the images behind that first row increasingly drop out of focus with each succeeding row. And the reason is because for most of the history of the marketplace, for most of the time that you and I have been in business, we have gotten away from having a wide depth of field. We have just a very narrow customer depth of field, and that's usually just the people in the front row. When the corner of the realm was to be competitive, that meant that you spent all your time thinking about how to serve that person in the front row, your customers. But as I've talked about on the show in the past, being competitive is now being trumped by being relevant. I'm going to say that another way. Relevance, customer relevance, is now trumping competitiveness. And I'll talk about that more as I have in the past another day. In the age of the customer, which is where we are right now, folks, in the age of the customer, perhaps the most important component of being relevant to business customers is helping them serve the most important person in their photo. Their customers. Think about that, folks. If I hand you a photo of your business, the people in perfect focus are in the front row. They're your customers. If you handed your customers a photo of their business, the people in the front row of that photo would be their customers that are the second row of your photo, right? So here's Blasingame's new law of customer relevance. If you want to have customers for life, help your customers help their customers. This may be the, this is primarily a business to business attitude, a business to business principle. If you want to have customers that you can't run off, help them help their customers. And here's how you accomplish this. You increase the depth of field in your customer photo. Light up the view beyond the first row of customers so that the second row is completely in focus. Now, I know we're talking about a metaphorical conceptual photo here, but think about that. Imagine yourself adding light to the second row of your photo, which is the customers of your customers. Here's how you do this. It's a three-step process, and it works every time. Number one, identify the customer of your customer. Put some light on that photo and see who that customer is. See who's behind your first row of customers. And then here's number two. Find out what your customers need to do to become relevant to serve their customers. How you do that? You pay attention. You ask questions. You ask your customers. Tell me about your customers. That's right, folks. You literally say, tell me about your customers. Tell me about your relationship with your customers. What do you have to do? What are you doing to serve them? What is it that makes them love you? What do you do that makes them love you? And then you actually say, what can I do to help you do that? And then number three, this is the third point. Whatever the answer they give you, whatever answer you discover to number two, what customers do to their customers, for their customers, whatever they tell you, whatever you learn, do that. Help your customers do that. Executing this approach, my friends, is how you acquire customers. You almost can't run off, because when you help your customers help their customers, they know you're doing more than just delivering stuff. You become part of their team. You're integrated. You're committed. You are now a true stakeholder. And those are the customers you can't run off. And if you want to pull off the hat trick of customer relevance, light up the third row of your business photo. That's right. Help your customers help their customers help their customers. Think about that. Three rows of customers. Have you ever done that? I have. I have helped my customer help their customer help their customer. And I will tell you, it is a beautiful thing. And I promise you, when I was able to do that, I had a customer for life. And I like having customers like that. If you want to achieve maximum relevance with customers, help them help their customers. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.